The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The Eagles are at the podium, and we have it covered here for you thanks to the fine folk at SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. I am your host, Michael Kist, and today on At the Podium, we have some good news and some bad news. The good news is that you're going to hear from Doug Peterson, who has returned to duty to the Eagles after coming back from COVID. Doug was thankfully asymptomatic throughout the course of it and is feeling good and ready to get back into action. He spoke with the media via Zoom, and you'll hear that later on in the show. But as I said, this is good news and bad news. The actually tragic news is that offensive line coaching legend Howard Mudd has passed away at the age of 78 after a two-week battle following a motorcycle accident. Mudd was talked out of retirement to coach the Eagles line from 2011 to 2012. I had a chance to tap into his knowledge during my time with the Scouting Academy, and I'm thankful that I had that opportunity because Mudd, he's a true innovator, one of the best to ever do it. And whenever he spoke, I was furiously taking notes, and I appreciate the way that he molded how I observe and appreciate trench play. So just a truly brilliant guy, and this is a sad day for a lot of people around the league that have had their lives touched and impacted by Mudd. What we're going to do is we're going to play a quick snippet from Colts coach Frank Reich. You may know him. He had a good story to tell about Mudd when he talked with reporters earlier on Wednesday. So let's kick it to that, and then we'll get to Doug Peterson getting himself back in the mix. That's coming up right now.
So, and I'm glad you asked the question, Phil. I'll keep it relatively brief, although that could be hard. But yeah, I got so much love and respect for Howard. You know, I got my coaching break here with the Colts. The one quick story that comes to mind is, you know, here I was the offensive quality control, and then I was the quarterback coach. And so I'd have to, you know, working with Peyton, I had to go into Howard's office all the time to talk about, the run game and things for the, relevant to the quarterback. And I remember going in his office one time, and he had pushed me around one too many times verbally. And I just finally lashed back out on him, and it was a good lashing for me, and you guys know me, so you can imagine that for me to get this worked up and to strike back verbally was a rare instance. And I let him have it. And after I was finished, he just started laughing. He said, "Oh, I love that. That's what I love to see." You know, I mean, he was just an old ball coach. And our thoughts and prayers are with him and Shirley, and just have a lot of love and respect for Howard Mudd.
All right, Coach, welcome. Let's get started. Go ahead, Dave Zingaro.
Hey, Doug, welcome back. Glad you're feeling well.
Yeah, thanks.
You were getting close to padded practices. You had mentioned a while back that you wanted to have some scrimmages during training camp to make up for the lack of preseason games. Have you decided how many you want to have and how you're going to format them?
Yeah, I've had obviously a chance to kind of go through the whole schedule. The padded portion, which starts next Monday, and obviously looking forward to that. And you know, as you guys know, I typically have 2 days where it's more of a live, controlled, live sort of practice, tackle to the ground, and I'm gonna stick to that schedule. I'm gonna stick to 2 days of having situational scrimmage type practices. I feel like it's a great way to get our guys prepared to game situations, game action. So I'm gonna do 2 of those days.
Okay, we'll go to Ed Kratz and then Howard Eskin.
Hey, Doug, I'm glad you're feeling better. What were these last 10 days like for you? I mean, how challenging, how nerve-wracking? I mean, what were your emotions like these last 10 days?
Well, I obviously didn't want to miss any time if I didn't have to, but, you know, I stayed engaged virtually with the team. I was able to watch the practices, you know, and stay up on everything that we did and still run the team from my home. And, you know, I think that's something that the off season taught us and taught me how to do that virtually. And but at the same time, I was chomping. I was ready to get back here and be out on the grass with the players.
Okay, Howard, and then Les Bowen. Doug, obviously with the no OTAs, you were out for a while, less grass time. How do you catch up, both you as the head coach and as the team?
How do I catch up?
Yeah, well, you've missed a lot of the OTAs.
We haven't had OTAs yet. It's been acclimation. It's been classroom. It's been walkthroughs. We haven't done our OTA. Today actually began kind of the phase two with everybody. So we really haven't had an OTA practice yet.
That's my point. The season's what, about 30, I think 31 days away. And normally you have a lot more installed, a lot more things done, the rookies, you know, how do you catch up? And you as a head coach catch up, even though you said you were watching the practices.
Well, for you to understand where we've been for the last 2 weeks, we've put in our entire offense and defense. It's already installed. We're working through situational football now. We're working through all the different scenarios, even though we're doing walkthroughs and we're doing classroom. And so we've had time with these players, even on the grass. We've had time with our rookies, you know, this past week. And so we're really not playing catch up. You know, the only thing we've missed really is probably just the live practices that we would have had, you know, under a normal situation. So, tomorrow, I think, would have been our first preseason game. So, you know, we've got everything that we need in, if we were to play a game tomorrow. So, we're not really playing catch up. We're just enhancing what we have, moving forward.
Okay. Thanks, Doug.
Go ahead, Les. And then
you look like Castaway, by the way.
I don't know if you can tell, but I'm letting my hair grow out too, just like Howard. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Les.
You've got, like Howard said, a little more than a month for the season to start. What do you need to know the most right now? What do you need to find out more than anything else as you're moving into real practices?
Well, I think there's a couple things that we need to know. I think the first one is obviously the guys that we have in the starter roles, starter positions, making sure that they're, you know, in the right frame of mind, their bodies are conditioned. Those are things that we got to know in the next, you know, next few weeks leading up to that first game. I think the second thing is obviously, you know, the new additions to the team, the free agents, the draft picks, the undrafted guys. Those are the guys that we got to have, you know, our answers on as coaches. So, you know, as we continue throughout the process and we begin to put pads on next week, those are some of the answers that we're going to get, you know, leading up to that first regular season week.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, "Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back." If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, "Everything okay in there?" "Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog."
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smart Water Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smart Water Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smart Water Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Zach and then Jeff.
Hey, Doug, what happened with Jatavis Brown? And he was the only veteran you added among the linebackers this offseason. What do you think of that group a month away from the season?
Yeah, I think one, I think highly of our linebackers. I'm really excited for this group. It's a young group, you know, and it's a very energetic group. Something that we focused on, we being, you know, Howie and our scouts, our personnel department, we focused on in the off season through the draft and whatnot. And in Jatavius's case, you know, everybody goes through different things in life, and there's times when you just come to a point where, you know, maybe you just don't have the passion, the drive. And you know, it's unfortunate because, you know, he's a great kid. He and I had a great conversation last week, and you know, I understood where he was coming from. And you know, when your heart's not in something and you know, you just, you don't want to do the team, you don't want to do yourself, you don't want to do your teammates a disservice. And so I respect that of him and have a lot of respect for that decision. That's a tough decision for a player to come to and to be able to step away from a game that, you know, that he loves, obviously. And I have a lot of respect for Jatavis and I wish him all the success and all the best moving forward.
Jeff and then Elliot.
Doug, real quick. So you're saying that live periods will be the same. So essentially training camp will be the same as it's been.
Yeah.
And then is the same amount of practices?
Yeah, you know, we've got, I think I have eight, I think there's eight or nine padded practices throughout the next 2.5 weeks or so leading up to, you know, the first regular season week. But, and there's also some days off, you know, on the CBA and, you know, I guess this is not the time or the place to get through the scheduling, but I think there's about eight or nine padded practices in the next couple of weeks.
It's essentially the same. So my question is, you know, obviously with no preseason, you're going to have to use this more for evaluation. So how do you balance needing to evaluate the players during this period with also, you know, going through situational football, doing all of the scheme stuff that you need to do?
Well, I think that's the fine line. I think that's the balance that we as coaches have to come up with. And this is why when I had a chance to really dive into the, you know, the schedule, and how things are situated, and where things are situated in the next couple of weeks, you know, that's the fine line. We've got to be able to get answers on these players and all 32 teams are in the same boat, same situation, same scenario. So it's just it's a matter of putting these players in practice situations to be successful, to show us what they can do. And really, once the pads come on, you really start seeing again the physicality of guys and how well they're gonna, you know, suit what we need as an offense, defense, and obviously special teams.
If I could just follow up real quick, then do you think practices will be more intense because guys are, they don't have the preseason to show off, to show you what they got?
I don't know if they'll be any more intense than what they are. Training camp practices are grueling anyway. The one thing that you don't have with when you're not playing games, you actually don't have as many days off, where guys have days off. You know, they have a game where, the starters play a series or two in the first couple of games, and they have the next day off, and we go back to work. So, you know, it's a little more of a fluid schedule, I would say, for the next couple of weeks. So we're gonna have a lot of good answers because of the amount of days that we've got stacked back to back or end to end coming up.
Elliot and then Ruben.
Hey Doug, Greg Ward got a lot of playing for you guys at the end of the last season because of injury. Now that everybody's healthy, you brought in some new receivers. How do you see Greg Ward's role changing, and do you still think he's going to be a starting type player for you guys?
Yeah, Greg. Gosh, I've always liked Greg. He's been on our practice roster, you know, as a young player. We activated him. He played last year, as you mentioned, and did well. You know, the one thing now as he goes into this season, he's in that rotation. He's in that starting mix for us. And you know, it's just a matter of him embracing every day, getting better. You know, being a former quarterback, he understands obviously our offense. Being in our offense, he knows, you know, the concepts and the routes, and has a, he and Carson have a really good feel for one another. And so I think for him now, it's just a matter of continuing to get better each and every day and putting in the work. And you know, we expect some really big things from Greg. And he can also be a leader. He can be a leader of that group, you know, him and, you know, DeSean Jackson and, you know, Alshon Jeffrey and these guys, they can be leaders now and mentors to these young players.
We have time for a couple more, so we'll do Ruben and then Tim McManus.
Hey, Doug, good to see you. You've always given all your guys reps with the ones. We would see guys kind of rolling in and out, backups, rookies, everybody. Without preseason games and having to get your starters ready, what's the plan as far as reps in general? Will you still have the luxury of kind of mixing and matching and giving everybody a chance to run with the ones? Or are you going to have to kind of really focus on the starters getting most of those reps?
Well, I think the bottom line is, yeah, we got to make sure the starters get the right amount of reps, you know, heading into the regular season, and they're prepared, number one. But, you know, you're absolutely right. One of the things I like to do is get a young player at any position, but get a young player in there with the starters on offense, on defense, even on special teams to see where they are and to get more of that game feel, right? It's and I can remember back when I was a young player getting reps with those starters. I mean, it gets your juices going a little bit and it's exciting for that player, but at the same time, that's a game rep for them. That's a true feeling on how game day is what it's like. So I'm still going to do that. The coaches are going to do that. You know, the coordinators are going to do that and make sure that our guys are, one, they're prepared to go and do that. And then at the same time, it allows us to find answers on some of these young players.
Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Doug, how will practice look different this year given the COVID considerations? I mean, what's going to look different structurally, and are mouth shields going to be part of the equation for you guys?
Yeah, well, one, you guys won't be out there, which would be not kind of nice. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, yeah, I mean, the coaches are, you know, we're gonna coach in either face shields or masks. I mean, that's part of protocol. We want to definitely protect ourselves, protect our players that way. That's going to be different. You know, a lot of times, you know, from a socially distanced standpoint, we can still coach, you know, from a distance and still get our work done and still be, you know, following protocol and all of that. But, you know, other than that, really, you're not going to see a lot of wholesale changes. You know, maybe the amount of people that we have out there as far as ball boys and trainers and strength conditioning staff, obviously those numbers are way down, but than what we have, you know, would have in a normal training camp situation. So other than that, you know, there's not a lot of wholesale changes that we're going to make, you know, moving forward.
And are you guys doing the mouth shields, Doug? Those Oakley mouth shields?
I think, yeah, we've got those. I think some of the players are going to try them and see if they like them. Obviously, being my first day back, I did see a few guys today have them because today was the first day they could have their helmets on. So, yeah, we'll go the next couple of days, get a feel for it, and see if the guys like them.
Okay. Thanks, Coach. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
BGN.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.